We're standing at nearly the exact height as Cherkatrova, Marta said. You can almost see the words with the naked eye.
Langdon's sister seemed indifferent to the mural.
Tell me about Dante's death mask. Why is it here at the Palazzo Vecchio?
Like brother, like sister, Marta thought with an inward groan, still perplexed that the mask held such fascination for them. Then again, the Dante death mask had a very strange history, especially recently, and Langdon was not the first to show a nearly maniacal fascination with it.
Well, tell me, what do you know about Dante?
The pretty young blonde shrugged.
Just what everyone learns in school. Dante was an Italian poet most famous for writing the Divine Comedy, which describes his imagined journey through hell. Partially correct,
Marta replied.
In his poem, Dante eventually escapes hell, continues through purgatory, and finally arrives in paradise. If you ever read the Divine Comedy, you'll see his journey is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso.
Marta motioned for them to follow her along the balcony toward the museum entrance.
The reason the mask resides here in the Palazzo Vecchio has nothing to do with the Divine Comedy, though. It has to do with real history. Dante lived in Florence, and he loved this city as much as anyone could ever love a city. He was a very prominent and powerful Florentine, but there was a shift in political power, and Dante supported the wrong side, so he was exiled, thrown outside the city walls and told he could never come back.
Marta paused to catch her breath as they approached the museum entrance. Hands again on her hips, she leaned back and continued talking.
Some people claim that Dante's exile is the reason why his death mask looks so sad. But I have another theory. I'm a bit of a romantic, and I think the sad face has more to do with a woman named Beatrice. You see, Dante spent his entire life desperately in love with a young woman named Beatrice Potinari. But sadly, Beatrice married another man, which meant Dante had to live not only without his beloved Florence, but also without the woman he so deeply loved. His love for Beatrice became a central theme in the Divine Comedy.
Interesting,
Sienna said in a tone that suggested she had not heard a word.
And yet I'm still not clear on why the death mask is kept here inside the palazzo.
Marta found the young woman's insistence both unusual and bordering on impolite.
Well,
she continued, walking again.
When Dante died, he was still forbidden to enter Florence, and his body was buried in Ravenna. But because his true love, Beatrice, was buried in Florence, and because Dante so loved Florence, bringing his death mask here seemed like a kind-hearted tribute to the man.
I see,
Sienna said.
And the choice of this building in particular?
The Palazzo Vecchio is the oldest symbol of Florence, and in Dante's time was the heart of the city. In fact, there is a famous painting in the cathedral that shows Dante standing outside the walled city, banished, while visible in the background is his cherished Palazzo Tower. In many ways, by keeping his death mask here, we feel like Dante has finally been allowed to come home.
That's nice,
Sienna said, finally seeming satisfied.
Thank you.
Marta arrived at the door of the museum and rapped three times.
Sono io, Marta. Buongiorno.
Some keys rattled inside and the door opened. An elderly guard smiled tiredly at her and checked his watch.
È un po' presto,
he said with a smile. A little early. By way of explanation, Marta motioned to Langdon, and the guard immediately brightened.
Signore, bentornato.
Welcome back.
Grazie,
Langdon replied amiably as the guard motioned them all inside.